At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Who's ready to bring the heat?
Bring the heat right now.
Yeah, I'm bringing the heat.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Happy to be here. Had a busy morning. I was at Gobbler's Knob. I was rocking one of those outfits. Those cool outfits.
Tony Phil, everybody.
Yeah, happy Groundhog Day. Steve Covino, Rich Davis, Covino and Rich. Spotty's here. No, I'm rocking my Groundhog's Day hat. We got Ramos in the mix. We got super producer Danny G.
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox. We got Dan Beyer with the updates. We got to talk about Davante Adams. We have lots to get to, yeah. But we're talking a little old school throwback Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. It's high school lunches because, well, Danny G, being the great producer that he is, says, today is National Tater Tot Day.
Woo! Pauline, wait. Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Oh, God. Gross.
Oh, who's going to turn down some tasty tater tots? So that got us thinking of our old school high school lunches on a throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits. And there's a clear number one. Is there? Because
I don't know.
I'm going to throw a little curveball at you in a minute. But we already listed a few, and I said there's a few we could cross off the list right off the bat. And it's an Easton Big Barrel bat on a throwback Thursday. Chicken patty on a bun. Pork roll on a bun.
That's a Jersey only thing, but I wish I had it.
Well, guess what? I'm from Jersey, so I could say it.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's like pork roll.
Yeah, which
is so Jersey.
Which is
I love
Taylor
it.
Ham.
Okay.
And beef patty on a bun.
Oh, you know why it's called beef patty, right? Then now I looked this up because I thought it was wild. The same way Danny G texted Covino and I this morning a picture of a taco boat, and Covino's like, it looks identical to the one at my school. How do we all go to schools around the country, around the world, and yet the same rando lunch items? The phrase beef patty on a bun is because the quality of the beef isn't high enough to be considered a hamburger. So when you're at school, man, and they're like, on today's lunch menu, beef patty on the bun, when they did the announcements, beef patty on a bun is today's lunch, they're pretty much saying a very low-grade hamburger.
I'd rock it, though.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was,
yeah.
Tasted kind of like that soy burger from the gas station.
Yeah.
Soggy french fries to go with it. Oh. Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of great school lunches and items. Can I throw a couple items out there?
Go ahead.
The icy that was in that triangle,
yes,
like wax thing that you would,
yes,
rip it off and squeeze it up, right?
You know what they were? They were Minute Maid push-up juice bars. They're pyramid-shaped. We liked our ices pyramid-shaped.
Yeah, it was like a triangle. And I remember pretzel rods were 5 cents each. Remember they, like, did you guys have like a jar you could grab a pretzel rod? I also remember, you still, as a kid with elementary school, you could choose chocolate milk or regular milk. And who didn't go for chocolate milk?
No, I went for the orange drink in a cup. Orange juice in a plastic cup with the foil on top of it.
Yeah, orange juice was terrible with foil on top.
Yeah.
You're right.
Was this foil on top?
Was this a California thing? Did you guys ever have a teacher who would slang the individually wrapped beef jerky?
Oh, that might have been a West Coast thing.
Yeah, because I had multiple teachers throughout elementary school who during break time or lunch would pull out a container and they would sell beef jerky to students.
Oh, hold on. If we're going to talk, I didn't have that, but it sounds good, Danny G. Yummy.
Yeah. Did the teachers pocket the money?
Maybe. If we're going to talk about the side items, I know some people had like Otis Spunkmeyer, but I had something called Gretel's cookies, but they were like the soggy, barely cooked chocolate chip cookies. And I got to tell you, I would get two every day to accompany my chocolate milk.
Well,
in a carton.
See, to me, that was high school, where like clubs would sell hot pretzels or cookies in the hallway. That was sort of like the today the drama club or the baseball team is selling pretzels or cookies.
You didn't get soggy cookies at lunch?
No, at lunch we had the 3-in-1. It was 3 chocolate chip cookies in the package, and it was Linden's chocolate chip cookies. Look up the picture.
Linden's are great.
Google image it, and you'll be like, "Holy crap, Rich! Linden's, you brought me back to my childhood."
Yeah, Linden's are the best. I'll still eat. I'll house some Linden's as we speak. So, old school high school lunches, your memories, your throwbacks. 877-99 on Fox. It's National Tater Tot Day. I don't want to give away all the answers.
Hilarious. Linden cookies still sold.
Yeah, of course they do. My buddy Barry lives on those things still.
Linden's chocolate chip cookies.
His number one munchy cookie of choice.
An 18-pack, a 36-cookie pack is $34. Look at that. I might get some of these old school.
So, Vino, is your number one answer on the board in the shape of a square?
It is, but it isn't.
Okay.
Oh. You think that it is, but it isn't.
All right, let's hear it. What is your number one on a Throwback Thursday school lunches?
Okay. If we all freaked out when it was pizza day. See, when I was a kid, we only had square pizza on Wednesdays, but then eventually they were like, you know what? Every day you have the option for square pizza, rectangular pizza.
We had the option that no one did this, but I think any day, like if you wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you could get one, but no one, like when you're a little kid, you're not going to be like, oh, peanut butter and jelly. If there was, you know, pizza or a burger or a taco, I was like, you wouldn't. So, yeah.
So I think all of us would agree that we'd still eat high school pizza, right? Yeah. I would. So it's got to be the number one, or is it because a lot of times they throw the French bread at you.
Yes.
And then
that was
like,
a special day.
Wait,
like a Stouffer's French bread pizza?
Yes, once a week.
I mean, that's the number one if we all forgot about square pizza.
I mean, I think I grew up on Long Island. Once a week, they broke out, instead of pizza, they called it Pizza Hero. Oh. And it was that French bread Stouffer looking.
Pizza Hero.
You know, yeah, like that, a piece of French bread.
So, I don't know. Either way, pizza's number one. I just don't know which kind is the number one. And then we go to you for the rest. All right, let's fill in the blanks. High school lunch, 877-99 on Fox.
Jim in Mississippi. What's up, Jim?
Same thing. Boy, y'all ate good, I tell you what. Whenever I had tater tots, they called them tater tots. I really don't know what they were. The boy next to me would steal mine, and that woman would come out from behind the counter and whoop him with a fly swatter. Ooh. I mean, whoop him. Man. He could steal my milk and my roll. She wouldn't do nothing. But she got my tater tots. Boy, she whooped him with that fly swatter.
Yeah, I got to ask you a question. If you go to a nice restaurant, I'm being serious. If you go to a nice restaurant.
What year did he go to school?
Like, I know. It's like I graduated in 05. What? People were whooping you?
1905.
Yeah. So I just feel like even if you go to like a nice gastro pub, I'm talking like a sassier bar, if they got some type of tater tots on the menu, I always feel like I order it because they always, like across the street, there's a place, there's a restaurant.
Well, they also serve pretzels a la high school lunch style.
No, but I'm saying they do have. If a higher end bar pub has tater tots, I feel like they always got some bacon or cheese or fixins on it. I think tots, and if you go to a place where it's like, hey, you get a cheeseburger with a choice of potato, French fries, sweet potato fries, or tots, I think tots are always a great choice.
I'm never turning them down for sure. Chris in Montana, you're on the Covino and Rich Show.
Yeah, we had the upscale beef on a bun, except we like to call it Salisbury steak with brown gravy.
Oh. Ooh. Gravy.
Oh.
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up. Salisbury steak. Not only high school lunch, but I'd have it for TV dinners when mom and dad were slacking. You know what I mean? Steven
The best part of that?
There's some Salisbury steak in the fridge.
I don't want to go.
You had to bust out a hungry man.
I don't want to get all over the place because now you're talking TV dinners, but there was nothing better than that apple crispy little square dessert in the TV dinner.
Yeah, that was the only good thing on that show.
That brownie was good, too.
The brownie was right, but the apple crummy crisp thing that was right next to like some gross potatoes and Salisbury steak, ugh.
Do you think they still sell, because I know they do still sell that in the store. Do you think they do that more of a nostalgia? Because I really don't think people actually want to eat it anymore.
Yeah, you know what?
It's more nostalgia. We're like, hey, look at that. I remember when I was a kid, I'll buy one of those.
Funny you should say that, because I recently, you know, you go to Trader Joe's, seems to have like the sassier, not very expensive, but they have like higher end, like quick TV type of dinners. I know they still make Hungry Man, but a lot of the frozen dinners now are very like dietary, like lean cuisines, like under 500 calorie dinners. When we were kids, no one cared about that. It was like, yo, let's get some gross steak or, you know,
Salisbury,
like
bro.
Meatloaf right. with a little brownie. Ugh.
Hey, we're going to get to your phone calls, but Dan, what's up,
yes,
Dan Byer?
I actually did purchase a Hungry Man TV dinner within the last six-month window
and?
For the reason that you talk about. Number one, you're like, how in the world was I full after this? Like, it should be a still Hungry Man.
It was like two bites.
You had to get a still Hungry Man. Yeah.
It was two bites of steak and one spoonful of the apple dessert.
An extra Hungry Man.
The gravy, because I did get a Salisbury steak, the gravy tasted the same. But again, I don't know what you're supposed to rip the plastic off of, what you're supposed to poke the holes in.
I know. You never knew, right? Like, I think mom was guessing too.
Yes. And the Salisbury steak, Hungry Man had the chocolate brownie.
Yeah,
that was
buddy.
That was the dessert in this most recent Hungry
Man.
Maybe
the apple crisp one was part of like the slimy chicken or turkey. Like
again,
that.
This is part of the healthy diet we had after high school lunch. Yeah, this was what we had at home when we were watching Growing Pains.
You know, I remember when we would have those crappy TV dinners once in a while. You know what the treat was? Instead of getting the TV dinners, did you guys rock like the chicken pot pies? Like the Swanson chicken pot pies. Those.
Stouffer's.
Yeah.
Or
Swanson. But chicken
they
pot
were rivals.
Pies. I wonder, for all the stuff we feed our kids now, because, you know, kids eat what they want. My kids would eat mac and cheese and chicken nuggets every day if they had a choice. We have to force them to eat like legit stuff.
Well, I got to throw out some top five answers. I can't wait on you guys. Has to be top five on the board. High school lunches, throwback, old school when 50 hits. Sloppy Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Sloppy Joe.
Have some more Sloppy Joes.
I like them.
Extra sloppy.
I made them extra sloppy for you.
But I would rock it.
I know how you kids like them sloppy.
Lady, you're scaring us.
How about this?
Sloppy
Danny G,
Joe's.
We both agreed on Taco Boat, and I grew up in New Jersey, and you grew up in California. Did you guys have, we always labeled it for whatever reason, Union High School lunch, and growing up it was called Jamaican meat pie, which is essentially just empanadas.
Yeah, so, we had empanadas.
Yeah, they would just serve empanadas, but it would be Jamaican meat pie, and
you're making me grossed out right now.
You know, I would get it.
We also had lasagna day.
Mm.
All right, that wasn't bad.
I remember that.
Really? I think I might have passed and got the old PBJ on that day.
Every time you guys are talking about these school lunches, I'm thinking like middle school and elementary school. When I was in high school, everyone left campus to like go
eat. We weren't allowed to,
eat.
Man.
Yeah.
We had a closed campus as well at my high school. And one thing everyone fought over, pizza pockets. But not the kind you're thinking about that you put in the microwave. These were made by the cafeteria, bigger than what you put in your microwave. And the sauce was delicious. There were like meatballs inside. And if you pulled it apart, the mozzarella cheese like strung out like this. They were delicious. And so this is what would happen at the cafeteria. They would have like their serving of the day, whatever the entree was. But when they ran out of it, if you went right at the end of lunch, they had to give you one of the pizza pockets. So we played this card almost every day, and the cafeteria lady was like, I know what you guys are up to.
I'm on to you. You know, I think back. I think we all remember that random old lunch lady, the people, the aides that would be in the cafeteria.
I remember my sweet-ass thermos I would have, my little lunchbox, my Transformer lunchbox. He-Man lunchbox, my thermos.
I think of all these things, and, it is crazy to think what you were into, what you ate. I went to high school in the mid to late 90s. Danny G, we're all around the same age. We're out here
by
on the
way,
West
I was
Coast.
Joking. I didn't bring a lunchbox to high school lunch.
I don't think you had to say that.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
I wanted people to think you actually had a lunchbox in high school. Mine had Alf on it.
You had, a Don Mattingly lunchbox.
I had a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox in high school.
In high school.
No, I remember late 90s on the East Coast. I don't know if it was everywhere. The Snapple rage. I feel like we had a Snapple.
Not at lunch,
we had a Snapple machine.
We didn't have brand name anything.
We had a Snapple machine in our high school. Kids were everywhere bringing Snapple iced tea, fruit punch, orangeade. I feel like peach iced tea. Snapple was such an East Coast, like everyone.
It was a big thing for sure, and big on the East Coast too, because Howard Stern popularized it growing up in New York. I mean, he talked about it all the time.
Snapple lady.
Snapple lady. But I never had that at high school, man. I wish.
Jordan in Minnesota. Jordan, you're on with Kavino and Rich. What's up, man?
I was just curious if you guys had this too. We called it cheesy dunkers, but it's basically a hot dog bun opened up with melted cheese on top, and then they gave you like a side of marinara sauce to dip
cheesy
it.
Cheesy dunkers.
It sounds like Rich playing basketball.
Oh, man.
Cheesy dunkers.
Cheesy
dunkers.
No, I never know. But we would have hot dogs and baked beans.
Cheesy dunkers sounds pretty good.
Cheesy dunkers,
maybe like
not
a little,
bad.
Little tomato soup instead.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that bad, though. But, Rich, you said something else, too, that made me think, you know, there was always, like, some sort of cold-cut sandwich option or peanut butter and jelly option if you didn't like the actual lunch that was being served. But I guess to cover all the food or major food groups, they would serve PBJ sandwiches with a block, like a slab of cheese.
Gross.
But not on the sandwich, but just, like, in the wrapping, like, with the sandwich for no reason at all. So we would throw it at other kids in high school.
I have one last memory, and then we'll move on. We got other stuff to get to, but I don't know if this was just my school. If there was a kid that was either sick or, like, I don't know, broke his arm so he couldn't go to recess, did he have to sit in some weird teacher's lounge during recess?
I guess.
Was that a thing? Do you remember, like, there being, like, a place where, like, if you weren't at recess, you stayed in the cafeteria, but, like, in a weird area?
I don't remember that. No. But reminiscing on this Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits, it does make me think of how low grade and low quality that food was, yet we loved it. And the only thing I would still rock from those days is the pizza. So there it is.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Now, I have one tip for the parents out there. Any parent with little kids, like my kids are 5, my daughter's almost 6, my kids are 5 and 3-ish.
You ever give them cheesy dunkers?
Tonight, cheesy dunkers. Cheesy dunkers all night!
With a side of Dunkaroos.
I saw this on, I gotta give someone credit, I saw this on like Instagram, some like mom posted it. I'm like, this is genius. She, you know, kids love those dino nuggets. So the mom made a mountain of mashed potatoes, made broccoli trees, and the dino nuggets like climbing up the mountain. And you just got to trick your kid into eating. So if you can make the food look cool, like think about it.
Yeah.
Why does IHOP make the pancake with the face? You know, because it's like, oh, kid, oh look, it's a smiley face. Anything you could do to trick your kids to eat.
It still tricks me as an adult because I don't even want to eat pancakes.
My kids,
I'm like, well, I guess I have to now. Look how happy he looks.
My kids eat broccoli. You know why? Because I tell them that dinosaurs love broccoli and my kids love dinosaurs. You know why I ate spinach as a kid? Get this. This is a funny story about me. My mom tells me when I was like a little kid, 5 or 6, my mom would heat up spinach, put it back in the can, and I would eat it out of the can because I was convinced I would get strong like Popeye the Sailor Man. And I would make muscles. So trick your kids. They don't know. All right. CNR on FSR.
Before we talk about Davante Adams and what he had to say today, I do want your scoop because today was all things Brady. There's so many different storylines going on with him. How do you think the broadcasting thing is going to pan out? He said he's going to take a break.
I have a whole thought on it.
Okay, cool.
Our buddy Rob Baker. Big listener to Fox Sports Radio. One of my good buddies lives down in New Braunfels, Texas, listens down there. He's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sent me the school menu for his school.
Yeah.
And it looks so much more appetizing than anything we had.
I bet. It's nothing like what we grew up
on. I'll just read like 3 entrees, like a couple days in a row. They got barbecue or buffalo boneless wings with a Caesar salad.
Oh.
I'm like, did you get like wings and salad?
No.
The next day is like buffalo chicken salad with a yogurt combo, or you could get the egg and cheese protein pack. Like, these kids have a way different menu than us, no? Yeah.
Health is way more of a priority now than it was
back
then.
Sweet Asian chicken with fried rice, or you could get the nacho box. We had none of this. So I think maybe our kids
have a whole little cheesecake factory going on there.
I know, exactly. All right, well, hey, coming up, I do want to talk about Tom Brady and the broadcast world he may enter. We'll get to all that next right here on Fox Sports Radio. And we got to talk about DraftKings. NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoop action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat, same-game parlay every day.
Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Opt in, place a same-game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back.
So download the app now. Sign up with code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly.
Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code CRSHOW.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario and Ohio. Bonus issued as free bets. Opt-in required. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms. See draftkings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in our patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Never going to argue Weird Al on this show.
Never, especially on a Throwback Thursday. Covino and Rich.
Live from the TireRack.com studio. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount by combining motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive. And you know what I think it's time for? A little update with our bud Dan Beyer. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Dan. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll find out who the reserves are for the NBA All-Star game later this month in Salt Lake City. We know that LeBron James is not only a starter, he's going to be a captain on one of the teams. Offensive coordinator Shane Steichen is going to get a second interview with the Colts on Saturday. And a bill in Tennessee was introduced yesterday, which would make the Monday following the Super Bowl a holiday in the state. The proposal asked to take away Columbus Day as a holiday in Tennessee and replace it with the post-Super Bowl Monday. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
Thank you. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing.
Ooh.
Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Again, we're Covino and Rich with Ramos, Danny G, Spotty Boy, Dan Beyer. And thank you for being part of the fam, the fam bam doozle.
Thanks for the feedback. We talked a lot of Tom Brady. We talked a lot of
high school lunches.
High school lunches.
And by the way, how do you tie high school lunches into sports? I'll tell you. So when you were eating your taco boat or your beef patty on a bun, you know what else you were doing? Pencil fighting.
Oh.
Paper football.
The little triangle football.
And quarter basketball. The quarter, you spin the quarter.
Quarters against the wall.
Yeah. See? Sports always on the mind, even when I'm eating pork roll on a bun.
You know what? On a Throwback Thursday, let me give...
By the way, you're talking to a former pencil fighting champion.
I can only imagine you're a champion
until
everything.
Until my buddy Harold. Until, honestly, we're there eating lunch. I'm just beating everybody. I'm like the Mike Tyson of pencil fighting.
Oh, boy.
Right? Harold comes in with his dad's carpenter pencil, the big red carpenter pencil, and that was it.
Illegal. That seems illegal in pencil fights.
He knocked me out like James Buster Douglas. End of my run.
One last thought, and then I have another thought about Tom Brady. We'll talk a little Aaron Rodgers in a few. But on the tip of school lunches on a Throwback Thursday, if you played sports in high school, do you remember the feeling? Like, I don't know if there was a cooler feeling than wearing your jersey to school the day of a game.
Nothing cooler.
Did that make even the nerdiest dude feel cool?
Nothing cooler than that.
Wearing the football jersey, your basketball jersey, your baseball jersey.
That might be a conversation for another day.
Walking around the hallways that day was probably the most confident a lot of guys felt.
You were floating down the hallway.
No, let's be like, honestly, like when the girls would wear their cheerleading outfit the day of like a pep rally, it's like you just felt like extra special and cool that day.
Honestly, yeah. It's a whole separate conversation. The coolest feeling ever. Rocking your jersey game day. Back in high school.
Oh my God, you play?
Yeah, I'm on the team. They call me Ocho Cinco.
You did wear 85,
yeah,
right?
I was 85, yeah. So thank you guys for playing along, hanging out with us. Again, the show continues at Covino and Rich. Now, before we talk about Davante Adams and what he had to say about Aaron Rodgers today, we started our show talking about all things Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean,
From the memes to the rumors to, you know, his personal life, and we were speculating. The things that he did come out and say were that he wants to spend time with his family. He's not dating. He's going to take some time. He's not going to rush getting into the booth. But how do you think that's going to pan out? Because Rich was thinking one step ahead about this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a big Kevin Burkhardt fan, only because we worked with him SNY in New York, and I always thought that...
By the way, that dude had some serious swag even back then.
I always just felt that Kevin Burkhardt was so good at what he did. And he became the main guy on Fox, right? Him and Greg Olson. And the one extra layer of this Tom Brady story I did want to touch on is that Tom Brady is going to be paid a lot of money by Fox Sports. A lot of money.
$375 for 10 years?
You know what you don't do with the guy you're paying almost $40 million a year? You don't throw him on the number two game of the week. In fact, you know what you also don't do? You don't throw him in the studio with Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson. Those type of pregame and postgame shows, they get 3 to 5 million viewers a week. A lot of viewers, don't get me wrong. But you know what gets 20 million viewers a week? Your Fox Football Sunday game of the week. So you're not going to waste Tom Brady. They don't put Tony Romo on CBS's least important
game.
Okay,
now if you're connecting the dots, a la Pee Wee Herman.
La, 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 la.
If you're connecting the dots.
Connect the dots.
If you want him to be your main guy, that means Olsen's out. And you have to hope that he has this chemistry with Burkhart. But
it's a little bit of a
pickle. See a lot of other broadcasts. They have like eight dudes at one desk.
No, but I'm just saying, no. But
can't they have three in the booth?
Listen, your Mets.
Gary, Keith, and Ron.
They have a trio.
That's what I'm thinking.
But they are paid a fraction.
I know.
Of what Tom Brady is being paid. Those guys might make $1 million. I mean, it's local, you know, it's still, a local baseball announcer.
But logistically, I know financially is different.
Yeah.
But logistically.
Oh, yeah, they've been three-man booths. I mean, think about our childhood. Monday Night Football was Al, Frank, and Dan. Al Michaels, Frank Gifford, Dan Dierdorf. There have been three-man booths.
When was Dennis Miller part of the team?
I think that's when everyone was like, what is going on here? I like Dennis Miller, but I don't know about Monday Night Football. The thought is this. If you're paying Tom Brady more than anyone else on the network, the same reason CBS makes sure that Jim Nance and Tony Romo are front and center. Big game of the week. What's the important game? They're your A-team. The same reason Mike Tirico.
They're like face and B.A. Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, Collinsworth and Tirico and, you know, Amazon giving the money to Al Michaels. Because every network that knows millions, tens of millions of people watch the primetime football games, the main marquee matchups. And you're not going to say, oh, Tom Brady, yeah, we're going to put Kevin Burkhart and we'll put Kevin and Greg Olsen on the Niners-Cowboys game. Oh, Tom Brady, do you mind going call the Saints-Cardinals game? Tom Brady's not going to Arizona to call some meaningless, like, fourth-tier game.
The only thing we don't know is the relationship and chemistry between a Burkhart and Tom Brady. We also don't know how good Tom Brady is.
Yeah,
we know he's likable. We know that people will tune in and that he has star power. But we don't know how good he is of a broadcaster.
Maybe they will, at least the first year, kind of keep him second string to ease him into being.
Nah, you debut Tom Brady on the prime time. You don't. It's like calling up a star pitcher.
You gotta. He's gonna have some kinks to work out.
I don't know. Is he gonna have the problem that Joe Montana had?
Yeah, Joe Montana
not wanting to call out.
Aha!
I thought about
guys
that,
he played
Dan.
With.
If you watched Cool Under Pressure, the Joe Montana documentary, Joe Montana was the hot commodity spot that Tom Brady is now. Because before there was Tom Brady, it was argued that Joe Montana is like the cool, best quarterback of all time, 4 Super Bowls with Bill Walsh, handsome guy. Everyone loved Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, the singer?
Yeah, with Huey Lewis in the news, yeah. He even sang with Huey Lewis in the news.
He did.
But you know what Joe Montana realized very quickly? I don't feel very comfortable in the booth because it's not where I'm on the field. I feel comfortable on the field. And Joe Montana also said, who am I to criticize these guys on the field, many of which I played with?
You know, Charles Barkley has dealt with that a lot, and it affected his friendship with Michael Jordan and others. You know, he and Michael Jordan were best friends until he started to have to comment on other players and his colleagues, and it affected his relationships. He's like, I got to do what I got to do as a broadcaster.
So ask yourself,
is Tom Brady willing to do that?
Ask yourself, what does Fox Sports do? Do they immediately say,
That's what Greg Olsen's problem. Greg Olsen's looking at his clock. He's like, he saw the headlines and was thinking, oh, okay. So he's in no rush to get here. Yeah, so I'm good for probably another year.
Let's make one other point clear. Kevin Burkhart is a great play-by-play guy. Now, the second seat is always the color commentator, which is usually a retired athlete or a guy that adds a little something, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's obvious knowledge. I'm just throwing it out there because you're keeping Kevin Burkhart in that one spot. The debate is Greg Olsen, who has great chemistry. You realize very quickly, him and Burkhart have chemistry, and the world of fans seem to be like, man, Greg Olsen seems endearing.
In a world of haters,
the social media consensus is, man, Greg Olsen is informed.
That says a lot.
He's likable. He's not intrusive. He explains the game well. Greg Olsen got a pretty damn good, quote, Yelp review from NFL fans. So you're saying if the world is super satisfied with the Burkhart-Greg Olsen combo,
You got to leave well enough alone.
Do you disrupt that just because it's Tom Brady?
You don't think Greg Olsen already knows he's going to be not number one? I mean, yeah, I'm sure he took that job with them saying, look, dude.
Yeah, but then you're going to sacrifice chemistry, right, just to get Tom Brady in there.
Yep.
Because you paid him so much and because he's Tom Brady.
I was reading some feedback, and again, I'm not the programmers at Fox Sports, but, you know, you see Gronk at that round table, right? Who's to say a combination of, I mean, Tom Brady's got to earn that $30 to $40 million a year.
Awkward though.
But what if Tom Brady and Gronk, right, who have a great relationship, what if they did, you ever see those videos where it's like Gronk and Tommy with their feet in the pool joking around? Mm-hmm. What if they did some type of Manning cast type of thing where
Tutty Thursday.
Like Tom Brady and Gronk do a pregame special, and then maybe they find other things to make that $30 million make sense, but disrupting the main team, I don't know.
His role will be minimal, and just having him as a part of it was really the goal.
And then again,
here's the thing.
The scrutiny, like if he's not good, it's like, well, look at the man. They're giving him all this money. He's not even good.
I know broadcasters have an effect on your viewing experience.
Yeah.
But people are going to watch regardless.
But people complain.
People complain, but they're still going to watch.
True. So.
People, you know, it's the same people that are like, leaving the country, but they haven't left yet.
You know, each network, though, Spot, has their prime time, their primo go-to. And CBS, they have the answer. It's like, we got Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Like I said, Al Michaels on Amazon and Tirico and Collinsworth on NBC. Fox is saying, Burkhart is our guy. Olsen has the chemistry, but Tom Brady's the biggest name in the game.
People love to hate. Who do the people love to hate on? The main guy people love to hate on.
Joe Buck.
Chad Kruger. Of Nickelback. People love to hate on Joe Buck, but are you not going to watch the World Series because Joe Buck is calling it? Or are you just going to go to Twitter and complain and still watch what's on television?
And by the way, Joe Buck and Aikman, that was such a big get for ESPN, because what did people say before that? ESPN felt small on Monday Night Football. No offense to, you know, some good broadcasters on ESPN, but when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman took over, the sentiment was, and Covino, you were the first to say it, feels big now.
Yeah.
Feels big again.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch Manning casts.
So I
like
think,
that.
You know, yes, chemistry, and we know with the two of you, you can't create or fake chemistry, but what's going to be a bigger draw to the broadcast?
All of this is the Tom Brady domino effect. Everything in the NFL, from the field to the booth, is affected by Tom Brady.
You're spending money to make money. That money they're putting out is so more money comes back.
Spot's right, because even if Tom Brady stinks, people will watch
him stink. People will watch it just so they can go to Twitter and say, can you believe this guy?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they're
seven rings. You can't even form a complete sentence.
Well, hey, I guess we'll find out sooner than later, right? But some fun speculation here on CNR. And I want to tell you guys about MGM, the legendary studio that defined movie magic for generations.
With iconic franchises like Rocky. Absolutely. Give me another good Rocky line, Rich. This coffin link.
Condominiums? I don't use them.
And James Bond. Now the legacy continues with MGM Plus, the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive acclaimed original series and your favorite Hollywood movies.
Yes, sir. Catch a new season of gangster drama Godfather of Harlem with Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker. Get lost in the addictive psychological thriller From. Join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds and go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid.
Don't miss powerful docuseries like Laurel Canyon and My Life is a Rolling Stone. Plus, watch hit Hollywood movies, explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love.
MGM Plus, the ultimate escape on TV and streaming. Start your 7-day free trial now. MGM Plus, this is entertainment.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Curry, a desperation three. It's short. Nas the rebound. The horn sounds. This ball game is over. Nas Reed seals it with an offensive rebound and a thunderous slam in traffic. And then Curry's desperation heave makes it official.
That was courtesy of Timberwolves Radio. It's Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE as the Timberwolves beat the Warriors in overtime, 119-114. Live from the TireRack.com studios, we're Covino and Rich. Steve Covino on social media, Rich Davis. Everything at Covino and Rich. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Groundhog's Day. Rest in peace, sleeping Lanny Poffo.
That's genius. A bummer. Yeah, the genius.
Genius.
Reading poems on Frisbees in the 80s and 90s. Brother of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Is that common knowledge or what?
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage, Randy Poffo, and...
I'm so proud of myself!
Leaping Lanny Poffo, the genius. Brothers, both gone now.
Speaking of brothers, before you talk about Davante Adams.
Yeah.
The Kelce brothers. The Brothers Bowl. Kelce says, hey, Chiefs fans, don't touch the effing Rocky Memorial. Don't do that. And definitely don't put a number 87 on there.
I've seen pictures of Chiefs jerseys already on it.
I was going to say, you know, even if you were an Eagles fan, you would do that,
do you
right?
believe in that nonsense?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Right? Come on. Superstition.
Well, you know, I'm obsessed with the 49er quarterback carousel of progress. Like, where are we going? What's going on? Purdy, Trey Lance, Jimmy G? There's, you know, so Kyle Shanahan said, yeah, no, Jimmy G is not coming back here. And then Aaron Rodgers said at Pebble Beach, yeah, I'm not going to San Fran. So,
well,
no Aaron Rodgers.
They said they wouldn't send him to an AFC team anyway.
NFC.
NFC.
Aaron Rodgers, not going to the Niners. Jimmy G, not staying with the Niners. So unless the Niners make a move, it just might be like a two-headed rookie battle between Purdy. I say rookie loosely, but, you know, two unestablished guys, really. Purdy versus Lance. That could be the future in San Francisco with a team that's ready to win now. Now that Tom Brady stepped aside, you're right. Everything gets a little interesting. Now the chips will fall.
Exactly.
But as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, Ian Rappaport reported 20 minutes ago, there's a, quote, very good chance Aaron returns to the Packers if he wants to. But Danny G said there was a live stream, a podcast or a live stream where Davante Adams was talking to fans and stuff.
It was on his Twitter yesterday. He was doing like one of those Ask Me Anything sessions with his fans. So all of his followers were tweeting him different questions. And one asked him, where is Aaron Rodgers' next neighborhood? And he answered, mine. And that got Twitter blazing last night.
Well, listen.
That's just wishful thinking.
Why would Davante not want him there?
Is he just throwing it out there, manifesting it? Is there some truth to it?
I mean, you hear about guys all the time, like after the deal gets done, it's like, yo, this guy was calling me every day saying, come on, come play here, come play here.
So really, there's only three possible landing spots for Aaron Rodgers then, right? Green Bay, the Jets, and your Raiders, Danny G.
That feels like you've narrowed it down properly, yeah. I, if you were a betting man, I'd say one of those three places. He stays put and tries to bounce back and have a winning record in a playoff season in Green Bay. Or he takes his talents elsewhere and says, all right, let me battle. And if he does end up on the Raiders, have you thought about what the AFC West quarterback situation would look like?
Oh, man.
That's insane. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Justin Herbert.
Wow.
There might, in the history of the NFL, there may not be a division where the QB position was stacked like that. In fact, I'm pretty confident in saying that. Because throughout history, there's been a lot of bunk quarterbacks. So the fact that you have two automatic Hall of Famers, one borderline Russell Wilson, right? And Justin Herbert, a star of the future. That would be insane.
You got the Wilson-Payton connection now.
But now you got to say this to yourself.
And it was the dream scenario. Like weeks ago, remember we were talking about Aaron Rodgers in trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And of course, the Lions stopped that from happening. And when I was rooting on the Lions, my wife, he was like, why do you want the Lions to win so bad? I'm like, because it gives the Raiders a better chance to get them.
Because he'll be like, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, and Aaron Rodgers gave a little bro hug to Randall Cobb walking out of there. We all said it looked like
it was very final looking.
Like, you know, if you walked out of here, Danny G, with your arm around Ramos, like reflecting, I'd be like, yo, Camino, I think they're leaving us. I mean, that was the vibe, right?
Yeah, you got to read the body language for sure.
Now, if he does end up in Vegas, do we keep an eye on the real estate? Because I think throughout sports history, recently, I'll give a shout out to our buddy, George Sedano, who works over at ESPN, a guy that we became pals with when we worked there. Always good to us.
Great guy.
He worked here at some point, right? He was working in Miami at the time. He was friends with that whole Levitard crew down there in South Beach. And I remember he broke a big story because he just happened to get the scoop that movers and real estate people were dealing with LeBron James. That's how he sort of broke the whole LeBron going to Miami. And he was sort of intertwined. You really just follow the real estate. You saw the video recently of Tom Brady looking at schools in Miami.
Or if they have kids. That's the other thing to look for.
If you see athletes that are looking for trades or they're free agents, if they're investigating school districts and real estate, that's a good little trail to follow, like your Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Follow those breadcrumbs because it's likely has some accuracy. Even if they're not ending up there, it means they're investigating it enough.
Yeah, Las Vegas locally is saying they don't have any proof of this yet, but the rumor is that Aaron Rodgers has been shopping for a big home in Summerlin.
Well, see, look at that.
Where's that?
If that's
it's right outside of Vegas.
Yeah, a suburb of Vegas. And he also found that he scoped out some good spots to do ayahuasca.
In the desert.
He scoped it all out. So Aaron Rodgers, Danny, for the good of you and the good of the NFL.
The reunion with Davante Adams is what I see.
I think that would be such a cool spot for Aaron Rodgers to end up. Aaron Rodgers in that AFC West, what a battle that would be. But you know what?
Does that get you pumped, Danny?
Yeah, that's the dream scenario right there.
Yeah. Reunion there and have a legit quarterback.
Well, listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll wrap up a great action-packed Friday. Until then, enjoy your night. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good Thursday.
Goodbye, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.